Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, all the guys and gals coming to Florida with supplies from all over the country, whether you're north, south, east, or west, and, of course, to our bulk mail center haulers that are hauling the mail, keeping it going. So everybody's got their mail, their letters, and whatever else they need to have done by the Postal Service. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Captain's America is the way you find us over there. Captain's America. Now, don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see the great articles we have there. And there was a link on that page to Denise Simon and FoundersCode.com. You can click on that link and go right over to her page and read the articles she writes. And good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Well, you know, OPEC is, without firing a shot, winning the game, if you will, that they're playing. Now, I was watching the price of gasoline again. It went back up another 10 cents a gallon yesterday, so we're up almost 30 to 35 cents a gallon since Monday. I'm looking right now at the price of oil, which yesterday, West Texas went up over $4 a barrel. Brent crude went up over $3 a barrel. And the price of gasoline again is way up there, $2.73 a gallon, which gone up, let's see, 48.50. It's gone up 38 cents since last Friday.
Yep.
What do we do now, Coach?
Well, there's nothing we do. I would say that the only thing that's left is to make sure that you vote the right way in the midterms, which would make Biden essentially a lame duck for the next 2 years, and there can be legislation that happens that he could necessarily be forced to sign that would undo some of the damage that he has done. So I'd start there.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone line and let's go to Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was reading an article that Denise had on the FoundersCode.com about this guy called Cass Sunstein.
Yep.
And this guy sounds like really a dangerous guy, as he's really messing up the immigration situation and exacerbating some of the border stuff and reforming their rules and everything.
Right.
And also, he used to be in the another department where he was advocating indoctrination and education, trying to change the I guess Denise knows what I'm talking about, I guess. Anyway,
yeah.
Just what your comments on that.
Yeah, she wrote the article. She ought to know. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
When I wrote that article, I started off by saying that several years ago, Glenn Beck said the most dangerous man in Washington, D.C. is Cass Sunstein. And this is back during the Obama administration. Cass Sunstein was a czar of, I think he was an information czar or a technical czar.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided in the Biden administration to bring him back, and he's been, and a lot of people don't know this, but he is and has been all along the immigration czar,
mm-hmm.
not Kamala. And he is actually on the payroll over at the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
So the other piece is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is Samantha Power. And Samantha Power is just as dangerous
yep.
as her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So we all want to put our hands on our hips and stomp our feet and blame Secretary Mayorkas for what is happening at the southern border, and he takes a lot of blame for it. This guy also is an attorney, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Mayorkas. And he, if for nothing else, because the Republicans are going to impeach him, but for nothing else, he should be losing his law license right about now. I would say that he knows what he's doing is wrong, and as a consequence, he should resign. Because he's getting pushed to do what he's doing by this White House and by Cass Sunstein.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to know some of the back-channel things that are going on in Washington, D.C., that particular condition with Cass Sunstein and immigration says it all.
Now, we found out something yesterday from Breitbart. They had an exclusive story, or so they say. The letter on Hunter Biden's laptop shows a deal with Qatar that undermined the Trump administration, and Joe's brother was, in fact, boasting of the family influence.
Well, it's a big, huge admission that is precisely... there's no way that Hunter Biden knew all these people.
No.
And knew who to contact in these foreign countries.
No, he had help.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes,
all
he's
right.
a father.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more, folks, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Times, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, and happy birthday to you, kiddo. Today's her birthday. She's 39 all over again. All right. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico. And Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Now, they currently insure well over 25 million drivers. That number is going up, and I'm one of them. Now, your local Geico office can help you find insurance for just about anything that you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, sure, no problem. But how about the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, or maybe even the RV that you've got? They can help you with that. Now, where you're really going to save some money is when you bundle your car insurance with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy. I was surprised at how much money I saved, but I saved a bunch of money. So give them a call or check them out online. The website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see what they can do for you. After all you got to save is money. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Hello, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
I'm going to get into a little discussion, brief discussion about Joe Biden, because we watch him, we listen to him, we hear his bundles, his gaffes, and it's not a comedy. It is funny, some of it, but it's not a comedy. It's just a cavalcade of errors and an embarrassment to our great country. It's one that reveals the level of disarray and unfocused leadership that they have within this administration. And I kind of get the feeling that with the growing obviousness that Joe Biden is not running the show, it's become a dark power game of guessing who actually is in control. Because sometimes you think you got it figured out, who it might be, and then all of a sudden something else happens that makes you think, uh-oh, it's not that person, it's this person. What do you think? Is it more than one person?
Ron Klain is the chief of staff.
Right.
Ron Klain is the one that is hurting all the cats. And when I say that, what I'm trying to say here is that you've got special interest all over the place.
Yep.
And this White House is only open, has open doors to special interest. So they come in, and Ron Klain directs them to whoever he directs them to.
Right.
And then they come to some accommodation, make some kind of deal, some kind of this or that. And then from there, it goes back to Ron Klain, and then Ron Klain hands it off to Susan Rice.
Uh-huh.
Susan Rice is de facto running the show.
Mm-hmm. And how'd that work out for Obama? Pretty good, right? Didn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so, but is Obama still in the mix here?
No. You keep asking me that.
I know, because he keeps popping up. That's
he's
why.
He's popping up. He's not popping up because of the White House reaching out to him. He's popping up because he watches what happens, you know, and then if he decides that, you know, there's something that really needs to be said, or he gets invited someplace to have some kind of a talk, then that's when he pops up. But he's not, he's been to the White House a couple of times. The most recent one was when he went to have he and Michelle's portrait unveiled.
Right.
If you watch those videos, and I know you've seen a couple, you'll see that Obama doesn't even want to be in the same room with Biden, much less shake his hand or talk to him.
It's an embarrassment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when Obama's in the picture in the White House, he's only there for adulation and greeting his old friends, Susan Rice, Cass Sunstein, you know, and a whole pile of others. So, but he's not doing policy. Policy is being done by militant advocates and organizations out there.
Okay, well, let's talk about New York City and the mayor, Eric Adams. Everybody thought he was going to come in and do a bang-up job because he was something a little different, this, that, and the other. And I really think that he's falling in the mold of Bill de Blasio because he declared the migrant surge to be a state of emergency.
And wants $1 billion.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
$1 billion for 7,000 people.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Now, remember, under de Blasio, this is the other thing that a lot of people haven't put two and two together. Under de Blasio, remember, he took out $1 billion from funding the police. Remember that one?
I do.
Okay. It hasn't been put back in. And so what everybody is advocating for, especially this White House and all these, you know, is the federal government needs to now refund and start funding the police. Well, it was New York's money. It's now they're asking for federal money to replace New York's money. No. Where did that $1 billion go, and why is it that they're asking the federal government to cough up the $1 billion? To refund the police, and then another $1 billion for these 7,000 migrants that have been shipped in there.
Well, I think the $1 billion went for all the new contracts they signed with a lot of their different labor unions they had, number one. And number two, to keep the budget going, because they were going broke. De Blasio had them going backwards.
We're getting fleeced here, ladies and gentlemen. And don't think that you know, the migrants going into New York is all Abbott, because it's not. The mayor of El Paso has been sending people, migrants in, and the Biden administration, DHS, has been sending people in. We
yes,
saw
they
those
have.
Planes that have been, that we saw those planes flying into
yes.
various parts of
just outside the city. Just outside the city.
Mm-hmm. Well, in upstate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So we're getting fleeced here. They're trolling us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not shocked to hear that. But then again, what do we do next? Well, I guess we punt. Whoa. I guess we punt. Now, the DOJ, according to the New York Times, the DOJ is saying they suspect that Trump has additional documents hidden somewhere.
Well, they suspect? Or where's your national archivist? You know, the librarian.
Uh-huh.
Is the librarian saying that?
No.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. So we go with another made-up story, I guess.
Well, you know.
They like that.
Yeah, they have all those unnamed sources when they were talking about Herschel Walker.
I do. Unknown sources, unnamed sources, except for the kid. You know, the more I find out about the kid, the more I'm wondering, he was in big trouble. I mean, he was... He's
been paid to come out, and everybody's kind of dismissed all that too. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
well, I hope so, because I don't think Herschel Walker is as bad as they're trying to make him out to be. Has he made mistakes? Sure,
not.
Sure. Who hasn't made mistakes? But he's not some rotten SOB that did the stuff that they're talking about.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Correct.
And by the way, you got more of an in on this because you have a son that lived up there that knows more about the situation, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know that he knows more about it, but, you know, I will tell you that Herschel Walker, he runs camps for kids.
Yep.
He has built playgrounds.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he's done amazing things to give back to the community for years and years and years. He doesn't need this Senate job.
Nope.
Here's what some people understand. He doesn't need it.
Yep.
But he's willing to sacrifice it all to go do this. And, you know, that's, if for nothing else, he deserves a vote because of his recent record. And where he stands today on issues, way over Warnock, I can tell you that.
Well, Warnock is not the answer for Georgia. He has fleeced Georgia and screwed and blued and tattooed the people up there. And if they can't recognize what he's done to them by lying right straight to their face, then I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't feel sorry. I never did feel sorry for him.
Right. Now, I understand that the U.S. is trying to hobble the Chinese chip industry with some new export rules. How's that going to do anything?
Well, we're going to build all these chip plants here in the United States.
That's part of it, but I don't see them building them yet. Do you?
There's some under construction.
Okay. All right. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Stay warm up there in the mountaintop, and I'll see you soon. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things that she has to offer. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news, first one. And by the way, it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Located Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job. It's something that once you get the job, you're going to have a job for life. You'll never have to go anywhere else for any reason. You will always be in demand. Try that on somewhere. Now, the campus in Clearwater, Florida, is here with a hangar they use at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport for actual working on the aircraft that's right there at the airport. And then they're in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston at a small airport that's there as well. They also have their campus. But what I would strongly suggest you do, and I suggest this to everybody, is take the tour of one of those campuses, or even both, if you have the time to do so. Give them a call at the following number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, or schedule an opportunity where you take the tour of both. Get yourself a full picture of what's going on. Now, you can do that also by taking a look at the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, naa.edu. Go over there, take a look at it. You can also sign up over there to take the tour. And you'll get a great, great window picture of what's going on with National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo in here on Thursday. And as always, some people called up Bo and asked some questions after the fact. That happens all the time. They either remember things and then they call up and they say, hey, wait a minute, I got a question that didn't get answered. Okay, that's fine. We do that. Now, we've got a large contingent of Florida Army National Guard and National Guardsmen from four other states, as well as some regular Army forces and the Army Corps of Engineers people here in Florida working in the hurricane zone to try to get our infrastructure back as quickly as possible. There have been a couple of phenomenal things that have happened this week. Now, the islands, to get back and forth from the mainland out to the islands, Sanibel Island being one of them, you had to go over a bridge. And the bridge was gone. There were two of them. There was one went to Captiva, the other one went to Sanibel. And they were gone, destroyed. Well, the Army Corps of Engineers and the ingenuity and the know-how of great individuals who dedicated themselves to getting the job done, in 3 days were able to get the bridge functional to get back out onto Sanibel, as well as Pine Island. They were able to do that in 3 days. Now, they're still working on what they got there, which is to be expected. But you talk about amazing to get that done in that amount of time. That is utterly unbelievable. But sometimes people can actually get together for the greater good, put everything aside, and do the best they can, and operate full speed ahead 24/7 to get the job done, which is what they did. So kudos to them for getting those bridges open. Because yesterday, I showed the caravan of Publix trucks coming out onto the bridge, out onto the island. There were a couple of vans. There was a flatbed. I don't have any idea what was on the flatbed. I can only imagine. Loaded. And then there were a couple more vans behind it. And that was Publix. Now, the other thing that I noticed was they had on the driver's side, up the side of the fairing, the air shield fairing, they had beautiful, beautiful American flags. Every one of them flying American flags. Now, that was a picture on Facebook. I'm sure a lot of people didn't pay much attention to that, but I did, and I posted it on every one of my web pages, every single one of them. That was one of the best things I think I ever saw coming into a devastated area like that. And I'm just so proud to be a resident of Florida where that sort of thing goes on. This is not my first rodeo with a storm. I'm not able to do as much as I did the last time around because, of course, I'm hurting from the problems that I've had. And I can get on the radio, I can talk, I can do all that stuff, but I just can't be as mobile as what I was because I used to get out there, walk the zones and report on what I was seeing, give them damage estimates, all that sort of stuff, and tell them what sort of equipment it looked like they were going to need. That's part of what we did through the evaluation training that we had, not only with the American Red Cross, but also with CERT, Community Emergency Response Teams. And there's plenty of them out there. Plenty of them out there. By the way, if you want to volunteer, volunteerflorida.org. You can go over there, sign up, they'll tell you what's available, take your pick, and away you go. It's that simple. There's something for everybody. And remember, it's so important in these zones like this because of the dangers that are there. It's so important in these zones that you operate as a unit, as a team. No individualism is allowed. Because it's too dangerous. There's areas where you can slip into the water and drown. There's areas where you can get electrocuted still with the water and the wires. And I'm sure there's areas where things can fall on you. So you have to be careful and on your toes at all times. No exception. No exception. And to the volunteers, especially the military, who aren't volunteering, they're getting paid, but, you know, National Guardsmen get called up. To the volunteers, we appreciate you so much for helping and for being there to lend that help that needed to be done. By the way, I've heard nothing meaningful about the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford, which is on its first deployment, its inaugural deployment in the Atlantic, out there right now. Of course, that's a beautiful aircraft carrier. Tremendous ship. Came out late because of some things that happened to it. They had to go back and redo some things. Very expensive ship, but a very powerful ship. And a very important part of the Navy. Aircraft carriers always are. And I know my friend Dale is going to say something else because he was a submariner. Run silent, run deep. And to those guys, it was all about the submarines. Yep. Yep. I was only on one. And thank God it was only for a matter of a couple, 3 days because I really, really don't think I could have stood being caged in one of those things for very long underwater or whatnot. It was kind of like, it was bigger than some of the older ones that some of you guys have been on where you couldn't stand up straight if you were 6 foot tall. These here are a little different story. You could stand up. All right, hang in there. Coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn. Go for it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on strong. She can boogie when it's raining, boogie when it's dry, boogie on a skateboard, baby that's no lie. My baby loves a boogie, oh, loves all night long. She's sweet as sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. She can boogie when it's freezing, when it's hot, dancing in a snowstorm, dancing when it's not. Oh, she loves to boogie, yeah, she boogies all night long. She's so sweet in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
to the girl who loves to boogie. She can boogie all night long. Sit as you go in the morning, and in the evening she come on all strong. Come on, boogie. Up to Tennessee, over in Ohio, over in Waikiki, yeah, she loves to boogie, 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 boogie. She's sweet as sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong.
Alrighty, that's a little Dion, my baby loves to boogie.
The guitarist playing the lead guitar over there was none other than John Hammond. John Hammond, and I'm sure that that name rings a bell in a few circles. All right, we're going to take a last look at weather here before we sign up for the weekend and take one more caller. The weather looks like this. It's doggone chilly, some of the coldest weather of the season so far, up in the Midwest, upper Midwest. I-80, I-90, I-94, I-70 from Colorado and Wyoming. East, chilly temperatures. Now, the coldest temperatures will be up the northern part of I-70. Let's see, across the northern part of Missouri and the northern part of Kansas. You're going to have some chilly weather coming over that-a-way. Iowa tonight, you're going to have some cold temperatures that-a-way. You're going to have some cold temperatures in Iowa. Let's see, southern part of Minnesota, about half of Wisconsin. You're going to be involved in some really cold temperatures there. And I'm talking freezing temperatures, temperatures in the 20s and below. All right, so we're going to get your fuel right when you go up there because you might have some moisture in the fuel. Make sure you got your fuel right before you get up in there and have a problem. Now, the next thing is, let's not forget that we've got some really cold temperatures tonight in Michigan on down through the eastern part of Indiana and over towards Columbus, Ohio, on down towards Dayton. And we do have some freezing temperatures, some temperatures of below freezing in Kentucky tonight. We've got some going up I-81 in Virginia tonight. And also tonight we've got some fog of all things, Chesapeake Bay out there in North Carolina, Cape Hatteras, and that-a-way. We do have some frost going on tonight, first of the season in some places in northeastern Pennsylvania and Poughkeepsie on up towards Albany and let's see, Long Island and Connecticut and Vermont and New Hampshire and I-95 all the way up in Maine to the Nova Scotia line. So we're going to have some chilly temperatures up there, frost advisories as well. And out west in the northwest tonight, we have a storm coming on board that in the higher elevations is probably going to bring some snow. That'll be not tonight, but tomorrow night and into Monday. And right now we've got some fog for some changing temperatures that are coming, is coming in that direction, so be advised of that. And, of course, we've got a hurricane. Will be today. Right now it's still Tropical Storm Julia. But it's down there in the Mexican area, and of course down there in Mexico it's going to go over, drift over to the Pacific side and make a turn and come back across into perhaps the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. We'll have to keep our eyes on this because this one is going to give us a hurricane warning for portions of the Nicaraguan coast and the offshore Colombian islands. Hurricane force winds and a dangerous storm surge are expected in areas where the core of the system crosses the islands and moves ashore in Nicaragua. Now, let's not forget that life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides are expected across portions of Central America this weekend as well. Keep your eyes in the sky, as I like to say, and it's going to be another one of those interesting weekends here in America. Now, at the Captain's America Third Watch, we are honored to be able to be associated with so many great people. And our listeners are some of the most loyal and dedicated anywhere. And a lot of these relationships we have with the listeners go back 20 years. So they've been there for a while. They've been substantial, and we've been right there along with them. And what's good about this show is that you, the listener, make this show go. And we appreciate all the suggestions you give us. We appreciate, and we try to read every email we get. We're not able to do that sometimes because we do have a spam folder and it's keyed to certain words. And, you know, if you're going to call us a certain name, I'm never going to see it because it's going to go in the junk. And I do that on purpose because I don't want to be bothered with morons. There's so many good people out there that want to talk to you that's what I concentrate on. And to the regular callers that are out there that call in all the time, we appreciate you so very much. Because we do know that without you telling your friends about us, that we wouldn't be where we're at right now. And I will tell you this much, if you have next Sunday off from 3:30 to 6:30, then you need to be here in Tampa at the Jewish Community Center for our Battleground Talkers Tour. You can go to theanswertampa.com for more information. You'll see the logo there. Click on the logo. Go to theanswertampa.com and sign up. Get your tickets. There's still some VIP tickets left. Not that many, but if you act quickly, like as in this weekend, you'll be able to get them. So there you go. And I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be there. I'll have a small role to play in everything that's going on. But I'll be there, and I'll be wandering around. I'll be shaking hands and saying hello. And we look forward to being able to see some old friends and make some new ones while we're there. So again, the Captain's America Third Watch, all about we the people. All about America, making America great again. Yep, I'm a MAGA person. Not afraid to tell you. Got the hat, too. Got more than one hat, as a matter of fact. But we need to get it right this time, folks. We really need to get it right this time. It's up to us, everybody listening to this program. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and say, look, come out of your shell. Get these bums out of office that created this mess. Vote them out. We're going to take America back. We're going to keep this country going and make it the greatest country in the world that you and I want to be a part of. All right, I'll see you Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. Have a great day. God bless America. Take care, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.